Coach, obviously one of the best years ever in Sanford football a year ago as you made it all the way to the state championship game and played really well in that loss to Sedgwick County. So I'm sure expectations are high for you as you move into 2021.
Yeah, I think they're high. I try to tell the kids not to put any pressure on them or anything like that, but you talk to community members and stuff, and they're like, you guys should do well, right? You should do well. So, yeah, I think everyone's thinking we should come out and we should. I mean, we've got the personnel to do it. We should come out and make a run for it. So,
what was your message to the kids looking back to last fall? Again, that loss to Sedgwick County, and that's nothing to feel bad about because they've won six in a row, and I thought you played extremely well. But what was the message to the kids after such a great year in 2020?
We just wanted to focus on the bigs that we had in the season. And, I mean, one of the bigs was playing Sedgwick County, and they are a power school. They do a lot of things really well, and we told the kids in the locker room after the game, like you said, there's not too much to hang your heads about. We thought we played well and everything like that, and we try and focus on the two things that we can. We try and focus on our effort and our attitude, and I thought and throughout the game our effort and attitude was there, and I mean, if you win the game, great, and if you don't, you still feel successful after controlling those two aspects. So
Does your team have a different feel? I know you haven't had many workouts here, obviously, at the start of the year, but do you have a different feel in camp that you did, say, this time a year ago when the season started?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the kids have a different attitude a little bit and a little bit more hungry to go out and try and get something that they've worked hard for. And I don't know. I think COVID's taken effect on all kids all around the world and everything. And I think we've seen some of that too. And but yeah, we went to Gunnison for a team camp over there and had some really good teams show up and thought we played well against them. And yeah, I'm super excited for what the kids are bringing already.
All right. Obviously, your headliner in returning is your fine running back, Kelton Gartrell. Just a fantastic year. Two tremendous runs in the state championship game. So a lot expected out of him this year as he enters his senior campaign.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we don't try and say a whole lot to him. He's kind of a silent leader. He doesn't say a whole lot. He just does his job. And I think he'll do that this year. I mean, one thing that we talked about a little bit was if we're selfish as a team, then that could really hurt us. And I don't think any of the boys will ever be that way. But they've got to go out as a team effort and really work together. And I mean, Kelton's always been that team member and team leader. He's always done a good job and just kind of a quiet leader, like I said. And we try not to put too much pressure on him. Of course, there's always pressure when you're the Colorado Player of the Year and everything coming back.
Right.
But I think he thrives on pressure, and I think he'll do a good job this year.
Another key player, Josh Holman, I think on a small school level, especially anytime you have a veteran quarterback, someone you can rely on in that spot, that's crucial to going a long way. And he's obviously a good one back there at quarterback for you again this year.
Yeah, I mean, if not the best in eight-man right now. He's just a stud, and he's mentally tough. He's physically tough. He leads well. I mean, I can't say enough. He gets kind of overshadowed sometimes because of the things that Kelton does, but there's nothing to take away from his play. I mean, he's definitely the leader out there on the offense, and he does a good job managing it. And I can't say enough good things about him and what he does for our program.
You didn't have many seniors on the team last year that made that great run, but a key loss will be Ruben Chavez. I mean, he was your deep threat on the outside, long, lanky kid that could really run and play. And so somebody's going to have to step up for you in the passing game for Holman to throw to.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we only had three seniors, but I have to tip my hat to all of them. All three of them did an awesome job. I mean, our center, Omar, That's a hard position to fill. I mean, he was always consistent. He was always there. I mean, he never missed a game. Ruben, like you said, he always had that long, deep threat, great hands. Brett Price played great middle linebacker for us and guard. But, yeah, it's just a – I mean, every small school and every school has to deal with it, just next kid up. And I think our kids understand that, and we got some great kids coming up in those spots. So.
Yeah, and your schedule, though, it looks like you've beefed that up quite a bit for a serious run. I mean, Crowley County, still new to the eight-man game, but great tradition. Dayspring Christian, don't need to say much about them. Simla, I think, is going to be better this year. Those are your first three games out of gate, so you're not really easing into 2021 at all.
No, and we don't want to. I mean, we want to schedule, and I mean, our last three games, we have Dove Creek, Sedgwick, and Mancos to finish out the season. And that's kind of what we want. We want to get in a position to where we have to fight every game, and then when playoffs come, we're ready for it, and we know what to look for, and we've got that attitude already, and that's kind of what we're looking for. And just like you said, I think we've got the schedule to do it.
And you brought up the Sedgwick County game. Obviously, that's a championship rematch from last fall. This is the back end of a two-year schedule cycle. I don't know if that game was on the schedule last year and was changed because of COVID, or how did that game come about this year?
Yeah, it was on the schedule last year. It got changed because of COVID. And we, I mean, our AD asked me and the other coaches who we wanted to play, and we gave him a list of the teams that we wanted to play, and he did a good job of finding those games. And we're super excited about the schedule and getting to play some top teams like Sedgwick and DCA and just like you said, Crowley County. All those teams are good.
All right, Coach. Hey, good luck this year. And again, here's hoping we have a normal year, huh?
Yeah. I hope more for the kids than for me, but I would love to just go out and not have to worry about COVID and be able to play, watch and coach football and have the kids just play their hearts out and have a fun year and not have to worry about this other stuff that we had to worry about last year.